It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio. So, the question today, what's going on out there, Ruth? And hi, how you doing?
Good morning.
Yeah, that too.
Eyes are focused this morning on Canaan. There is controversy, as you well know, over the town clerk being charged by the first electman with incompetence. So he filed with the Attorney General's office, and the decision came down this week, which said yes, there were complaints that could be, they recognized these complaints. They said, among them, that she left her vault unattended. She didn't stamp documents in a timely fashion, and that she posted some campaign material at town hall. And so there was no, all they said was she needs to rectify those infractions, so to speak. In response to that, her attorney, Jeffrey Merman of a Hartford group responded saying this, in effect, really was an exoneration because Ms. Jackier wasn't ordered to be removed from office, which was something that Mr. Oler, I think, was looking for. And he pointed out, interestingly enough, that in Canaan, the town clerk shares a vault with the probate court, he said. And who is, apparently she was accused of leaving her vault unattended after she left work, and the probate court was still open. So they feel that was...
Is it fair to say the plot thickens?
Right. And
well, that's interesting. You'd have two organizations like that sharing a vault. And
it's
interesting.
It's the only place I know of. I've never heard of that before.
And I'm going to assume there's two different procedures by each of the organizations as well.
Yeah. And
if you're being diplomatic or kind.
And the stamping, they said they were never, the lawyer said they were never, she was never accused of anything like that. So there's a lot of, as you can imagine, a lot of talk going on in Canaan. There are those who are strongly supporting Ms. Jackier, and of course there are people who feel that she did commit some infractions. As for the campaign,
is incompetence, though, is that a what is that charge? What is that charge?
Well, the actual charge is neglect of duty and something else.
Okay, so yeah. It is an official quote.
No, it's neglect of duty and misconduct is how they phrased it. But again, you know, her lawyer feels that there are a lot of extenuating circumstances.
And who is the, in this case, who judges this, so to speak?
Well, the AG has made his determination, and as Merman said, you know, we go on, that's it. You know, it's been determined. She will be, you know, they suggest that she, you know, be monitored to make sure those things don't happen any longer. The campaign, the accusation that she posted campaign material, Ms. Jackier has acknowledged she did. She put it up. She was told it was wrong. She called the Secretary of State's office, who said, yes, take it down, and she did immediately. Mm-hmm. So both sides, you know, have concerns and issues. But at this point, and there was a lot of support or support expressed to her for her during the selectmen's meeting last week.
Now, where might one see the ruling of the Attorney General? Is that published anywhere at this point?
It is. Not. I mean, I got it through through the first selectman's office. I would imagine if you went online for the AG's office, it would.
You would find it? Okay.
It would show. And yeah, it's no, been it's, on it's, Facebook, and it's been on
okay,
other stuff.
Okay, well, not everybody goes to Facebook.
That's true.
Although everyone thinks they do.
Yeah, and thinks that's the end all and be all.
Everyone wants to know about my breakfast sandwich.
At any rate, at this point, we'll see if this goes any further. And the one outstanding part of this is that Ms. Jackier is claiming reimbursement for her legal fees expenditures to fight this, and that has not been determined yet. The town attorney firm, Kramer & Anderson, has asked for an extension to study that further. So Mr. Merman said, we're just waiting on that one. So a lot of talk in North Canaan. Salisbury held a meeting on its informational meeting on its plan of conservation of development. These are plans that each town is required to have and to create every 10 years if they want to be eligible for some state grants and some state money. And all towns have that in our region do it. And it's a look ahead as to things that are important and what they feel should be done in the future to improve towns. It's supposed to be done every 10 years. Salisbury's was due in 2012, but because of the pandemic, it was granted a two-year extension from 2022 to 2024. And they're working hard to get it done by the end of this year. So this informational meeting was held. There were concerns about affordable housing. There were concerns expressed about Colliers, which is a firm that did a study, was hired by the selectmen to do a study about a village study of Lakeville, a village study of Salisbury, and a study about the recreational facilities of programs in Salisbury. Some of the talk at this POCD focused on Colliers with concerns about some of the recommendations it made, including making Academy, Railroad, and Library Street one-way. Sally Splane said that could have unintentional consequences with all the traffic coming out and going in off Route 44. So Alan Cockerline said he's a member of the PCC, said that was just an advisory document, and a lot of different documents will be studied. So the
advisory documents, so we have to make sure that signs don't get made based on the advisory documents.
Well, that's how several people felt. That Colliers was a big part of that discussion.
Okay.
And there's there's always the undertone about what's going to happen on the Pope property. That's a huge piece of property that the town bought. There was all kinds of recommendations and thoughts and wishes for that property, including recreational and affordable housing and other uses. So
a significant amount of that, I think, has been put in conservation already. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's that too.
Small footprint that's left over to see how much you can put on it.
Right, and so that's a big. There's always that talk, and Michael Clemens, the chairman, kept saying, we're not focusing on any specifics, but there's that, as I say, an undertone about what's going to happen at the Pope property. That's a big concern for people. So they are going to, I think by now, they've come out with the final issue of the document, and there will be a hearing in December on this. But the people don't understand it's not a town meeting approval. This is approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. They have the final say on these in all the towns. So, again, that's an interesting issue to be following.
Well, while we're in Salisbury, Lakeville, the Wake Robin Inn project.
Yeah,
I saw
I
saw signs on my way down here this morning that say "Save Lakeville, Stop the Wake Robin Mega Project."
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw two up on Indian Mountain Road this morning. I was like, "Oh no, another project!"
Yeah, well, that's the big resort
mega
that we talked about.
Mega project.
Yeah.
I think when we looked it up, we if we found the right company, it was a foreign entity, but whatever.
Well, I think it's interesting. There's already signs out in opposition. I'm not sure what the group is, if there's a new group or not.
I know, you know, at the initial discussion, the certainly the neighbors around there are very concerned on 41, but also there was a lot of talk about Wells Hill, because it's going to come out on that road, and people are very upset about how that will be transformed,
that
area.
Extremely narrow down through there on Wells Hill, not to mention the blind kind of hill it's on, too.
Mm. Right.
I'll have to follow that up, Michael. I'm glad you brought it up, because there is another session for PNC.
Yeah, I just saw those this morning. First time I've saw them. Only two of them up on Indian Mountain, but, you know, I was coming in, so I wasn't able to see if there was a group that was sponsoring or not. But
yeah, they did.
There has to be somebody.
They were going to hire lawyers, and that was brought up at that meeting. We're going to fight this. You know?
All I did, for what it's worth, is I looked up the name of the company that you gave, Ruth.
Yep.
And gave that separately, passed that on to Mike, you know, because every company has it was worth reading and questioning.
Apparently the lawyer said make a sign and put it out on the road.
This will be an ongoing issue, believe me, along with several others.
Keeps you busy.
Yeah, it does keep me very busy. Okay, we had the Fall Festival, which was, they had some good weather in Salisbury again. The annual come out and see the foliage and enjoy the activities, and they had, the usual. Unfortunately, it rained on Sunday, but it didn't affect the brewski. There were plenty of people up there enjoying their beer samplings, and another year has passed, and they'll be working on the next one. We also this weekend had the Housatonic Athletic Hall of Fame induction. Several notable athletes from the school were inducted on Sunday at a lovely ceremony. We'll be posting a story on that. You can read just who these folks are from back in the 60s, up until the 2000s. It's a great tribute to those who have really put their mark on the athletic scene at the high school. Just as an aside, we have the Falls Village Cafe has closed. It was unfortunately, I guess, business. They just couldn't maintain a viable business there. That was touted as going to be, increasing downtown activity, and people were very excited. I think it's been there a few, I'm not sure when it opened, 20, it's been there a few years, and it was the meeting place and a eating place for quite a while, but the doors are shut, it says closed, and according to First Selectman Dave Barger, many other businesses have expressed interest. That is in a town-owned building. On Main Street in Falls Village. So,
do we know who was running it?
It was a couple from who ran it, who started it. And
right. I didn't realize that was a town-owned building.
That is a town-owned building. So the rent comes to the town. It houses now an art gallery. It did house the cafe, and upstairs is the senior center.
Right, and that this is the center on Main, right?
No. This is the Center on Main is the church down
next
the street.
Door. How proximate are these two buildings?
How close are they?
How close to each other are these buildings?
They're just separated by, I think, one building.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, you're right down in the middle of town. I'm sorry. I had when you said cafe, I was thinking of the red building.
Are you thinking Mountainside?
No, right in downtown. It used to be Toy Makers.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, that closed
okay.
a while ago.
No, that was a long time ago.
I take back the other things I said. That's the building I was thinking of.
I got you.
Of,
no,
so.
No.
This is the former town hall.
Right, okay, got it.
And so,
my bad.
It's unfortunate.
FM is weighing in. All right, but other people have expressed interest in running it?
Yes, Dave. Well, not the cafe. I don't know what business is, but Dave Barker said, you know, several businesses have expressed interest, and so I guess it's up to the selectmen to...
Select.
That's
why they're called selectmen.
Okay, so coming up, we have this weekend the Canaan Pumpkin Fest on Saturday. Yep. That's a new thing. The North Canaan Events Committee has gotten very active in putting on programs and activities, and so this will be at Lawrence Field. There'll be all kinds of fall things, you know, scarecrows and hay maze and kids karaoke and all sorts of things.
Well, that was a wise decision, whoever made that over there, to create that committee, because they have really taken the events and brought life back into
them. Right. I would agree with you. Yeah.
The pandemic made so many things fall apart, so
they
took a wise route with this group, and the current group is very enthusiastic about keeping these events going. So
That's for sure. That you're absolutely right.
And keeping Canaan lively, or North Canaan lively.
North Canaan. Yes.
Said the Canaanite.
Now, it's going to be Fall Festival in Falls Village, Canaan, but now they won't have a place to have coffee.
Right.
They'll have to get a coffee truck out there.
I probably will. Probably will, yes. When is that, Michael? I'm not...
I'd have to pull up my notes, but I think it starts on the 18th and the 19th, I believe.
Okay, I've got to get that on my calendar. Okay. We also this weekend will have the Run and Wag. That's the that's a hoot. That's the Little Guild's. Competition where you walk with your dog or run, as it is, and it's.
All right. I'm sorry, I interrupted. Falls Village Festival, Fall Festival, is on Saturday the 19th from 2 to 4 p.m.
Great.
So it's only a two-hour event.
We've got that, and
also on that day,
the Run and Wag.
The Run and Wag. It starts at 11, and that's, as I say, that's always a lot of fun. More dogs than you can ever imagine, and they come with costumes, and they... Runners run with their dogs and walk with their dogs and barking, and there's all kinds of stuff. But it's a good fundraiser.
Yeah.
It's more a community event for Little Guild, which, as you know, is now going through a project to build a new...
Totally new. It's not a renovation.
It's a tear down. It's totally new. It's
tear down and
from
start
scratch.
Over.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have a festival or a bag of books in Kent this weekend,
too. We have
too.
A bag of books this coming weekend. You can come. You buy a $10 for a Ace Hardware bag, and you fill it free up to as high as you can. This is winding down the Kent Memorial Library book sale that goes on from the end of May to the end of October, and this is the closeout. And you can get all these books to keep you busy over the winter.
That's good.
And speaking of that, you know, that also is the libraries will be going through a huge renovation project come spring. The Cornwall Fire Department is holding an open house on Sunday.
That's the 20th?
I think it's noon to 2.
The 19th.
Yeah, they show ambulances there, fire trucks. You can get a close-up look, and they talk about safety procedures and give you a nice hot dog as well. So Cornwall Firehouse.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
You said 20th, right?
If it's Sunday, it is
20th. Yeah, it's Sunday the 20th.
The other is 19th. Right,
my mistake, Saturday's the 19th.
Yep, and that's what we got.
That's the story.
Right. Well, as always, we appreciate you, and we appreciate your diligence, your due diligence. So thank you very much. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio.